Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I now know today is the first day of spring.
Not yesterday.
I was so, all my chips were on that table.
And I believed you wholeheartedly. I believed that I saw it on my calendar yesterday.
I think that was the same experience for me. Yeah. So that, I don't know, but it was, sometimes things just get planted in your brain.
Yeah.
And you are certain.
We were all in on spring yesterday, but today is the day.
All the calendars, the meteorological people.
All of the calendars agree.
Yes. Today is the first day of spring. By the way, they've adjusted the high for Saturday. Have you heard this?
It keeps ticking up.
Did you hear the word 80?
I heard it, but I didn't believe it until you said it, okay?
Well, I also said spring was yesterday, so take that with a grain of salt.
Why am I believing you?
80 tomorrow.
That is...
I can't believe it.
That's a little taste of summer. I felt like last night, windows open, right? It got actually a little hot in the house, and I thought for just a second about turning on the air conditioning.
We may have to Saturday turn the air on.
It might have to be. But you the smell of grills outside, you know?
Yeah.
I think somebody was using a smoker specifically.
Oh.
Because it got into the, you know, the sun is down.
That sounds so good.
It's a little bit of a longer time with a smoker.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no, I know the smell.
Oh, you know the smell.
Now, here's what I'm afraid of, because we talk a lot about how I have a long garage.
Yes.
I have a 3-car tandem.
I have never heard of that being a thing until your garage.
So, whereas most people have those 2 or 3-car where you have this whole bay where you can keep all your toys.
Yeah.
Your snowblower, your grill, your smoker. I have to do a rotation system. Something comes to the front that I need that time of year and something else goes to the back.
Yes.
Dare I put the snowblower away?
We already did once.
I know, and you are the reason why.
Yes.
I'm not doing it.
That was our fault. We caused the snow on Monday. But now, like, do we put it back?
I don't know.
80 degrees?
I'm just, yeah.
And then that Prince song, sometimes it snows in April.
It, ever since our first wedding anniversary, it has randomly snowed measurable in April.
Really?
Yeah. Not every year, but our very first wedding anniversary was supposed to be a trip somewhere in Wisconsin. We got as far as the Quad Cities and we had to stop because of snow and roads. So now I'm just, there's always that little last random, just like we get a warm spurt in February, we now seem to get 1 day or 2 of snow in April.
A last gasp.
So I don't know what to do.
We'll just, I'll plan on leaving the snowblower in our garage at the ready, and then hopefully we don't need it.
Well, you keep it there.
I'm going to keep it. Yeah.
And I will haul my really heavy smoker to the front. And then
come
we'll see.
What, out,
and then
grill.
There'll be one morning I'm like,
come
I
on
can't,
out, smoker.
I'm going to try to snowblow with the smoker.
See what that does for me.
Just turn it on top of the snow and see if the radiant heat
Use
melts it.
The heat.
I never considered
that. That might be a great idea for a spring snow.
Then it ends with a pork belly.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
That's not a bad idea,
That's
actually.
That's a fantastic idea.
I don't hate that at all. You keep that. Back pocket that idea.
No kidding.
Yeah. In case there is an April snow, just smoke some meat and you won't even notice.
I put the smoker in the middle of my driveway.
Yes.
And then you're going to have to do the show live at our house because, hey, I got to monitor the meat.
Hey, if there's meat at the end of the show, I'm there. It's
all right.
Fine. Yeah. No.
Deal.
I'll make sure Ben packs up the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on over.
We can do this.
Smoked meats in a clear driveway.
Yeah.
We're ready to go.
And I thought I have a soft spot in my heart for sea otters.
I love sea otters.
Aren't they adorable? That's one of my favorite things. As you walk into the Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines.
Yes.
The otters are like right there.
They're playful.
Yes.
They look like they want you to scratch their belly because they're always on their backs.
There's something kind of dog-like about them.
Yes, exactly.
We find them to be adorable.
Agreed.
However, a woman in North Carolina is warning people, otters are not nice.
Tell me more.
She said that last Sunday, she's watching some friends. She's cheering on her friends as they are running a marathon, the Tobacco Road Marathon.
Okay.
They're doing their thing. They're running in the race, and she's on the side of some random street. I don't know if it was like a heavily wooded area or something, but she's standing there waiting, watching runners run by, looking for her friends. And she said all of a sudden, in the brush behind her, she heard a sound. So she turns and she sees some sort of black animal dart out towards her and she starts running.
Sure.
Because there's an animal.
That's intimidating.
Yes, very intimidating. The animal is after her. She doesn't know what it is. She falls and ends up with a bite mark on her ankle.
Ow!
One of the runners in the marathon stopped, saw what happened, kind of shooed away the animal, and it's like, that was an otter.
Are they sure?
They're sure. They're okay. Like, an otter attacked her, and it happens. It's extremely rare. There's only 59 documented otter attacks.
Ever.
Worldwide since 1875.
Okay.
Yes, no, I'm sorry. Only since 1875.
But at some point in 1875, somebody had the idea to keep a record of otter attacks.
We got to write this down, because how rare is this thing? This is kind of weird, right? Wildlife officials say that it could have happened for a variety of reasons. Maybe it had rabies. Maybe it felt like it was acting in self-defense. She got too close to its, like,
I'm presuming habitat or nest, right?
Could be.
The rabies thing scares me.
Well, yeah. Ugh. So she ended up having to go to the hospital, had to get the 6 rabies shots. And those are big needles, man. And she just wanted to let the world know that just, you think otters are all cute and stuff. She does not think that they are cute.
All animals at a distance are cute.
Yes.
And it's probably safe to say, unless you're at a petting zoo or have a domesticated animal, please proceed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, let them be. Right? And she wasn't, she was minding her own business.
Yeah, she was watching a marathon.
She was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And honestly, how bad would it have been if it had attacked one of the runners that was just trying to, like, focus?
Now I want to picture a runner finishing trying to shake a leg with an otter on it.
Shake an otter off? Like, go! I'm trying
Look at the finish line's right there.
I'm out of breath already.
I'm doing a personal best right now.
I got my PR.
Get off. You're ruining my PR. Get off.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, I have to admit something because I'm not proud of it, but you and I were alerted to the fact that yesterday was somewhat of a celebration. It was not what we thought it was. It was not the first day of spring.
No, it was not.
However, it was a special day, and we were alerted to the fact that it was a special day because of producer Ben.
Yes.
Man loves a deal.
He loves a freebie.
Yeah.
He loves a BOGO.
Yeah.
He loves a coupon.
He's all in on that kind of stuff. So actually, we were hashtag blessed that he alerted us to the fact and put it on our calendars that it was free ice cream cone day.
Yeah.
At Dairy Queen. So he took us to our closest Dairy Queen and we had some work ice cream cones.
When I lived on the Southwest side, this was my go-to Dairy Queen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was great.
It's very close to the radio station.
Super close to the radio station. Free ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Super great, right? I posted a selfie that we took with the manager of the store who was excited to make our cones for us. And then, fortunately, unfortunately, my family saw and they were like, what the heck, Mom?
Guess what?
Huh.
My family saw too.
did you also have...
I got it. What the heck?
Two ice cream cones yesterday? Because I did.
You went back for another one?
Yeah, I did. Well, they were all going to go. They, you know, pack a stop off, get a friend. Let's go.
Yeah.
We're taking a trip. We're going to Dairy Queen. Filled up the car. And I was like, I'm not going to be the only person not getting an ice cream cone. That wouldn't be fun.
I was confronted and asked specifically why I didn't bring one home. And I said, Shannon.
It's ice cream.
It's ice cream. I'm on the Southwest side.
Yeah.
You're on the Northeast side.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing it for work.
Yeah. It was business
ice cream.
I was
still at work. It was work ice cream.
Yeah.
It was business ice cream.
That was completely for work. You don't understand my work.
But we are surrounded by ice cream stores on the Northeast side. Do you want me to go get you something? And then she went, humph, and went to the freezer and got a pre-wrapped something.
Wow.
So I think I'm still in trouble.
Definitely. You owe
not
her ice cream.
Ice cream home.
And it needs to be a surprise and a delight.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll try to get a blizzard.
It's not going
to
be a deal.
No, that's all right. I'll pay extra because I'm paying either way.
You'll pay.
I paid either way. Okay, for the first time ever, I have a code of conduct for an event that I'm hosting.
This is mind-boggling to me.
U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation is hosting a national civics bee.
What is a
testing,
civics bee?
Well, I think it has to do with how well do you know these here United States, the branches of government, how laws are made, pretty much anything you learn in Schoolhouse Rock would be my guess.
Yeah.
So This is for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in the Cedar Rapids Metro. They've already signed up. So the teams and the participants are selected. But they asked me to MC and host this thing.
Uh-huh.
But to do so, I have to read and complete 2 pages of a code of conduct.
How are you supposed to conduct yourself?
Item number one. Ensure students from a variety of backgrounds have a safe, welcoming, and rewarding experience. Don't make fun of them.
Atmosphere should be welcome.
No problem. Number two, guarantee a fair competition by honoring the rules, guidelines, and policies of the National Civics Bee. Have you met me? I'm a rules guy.
Oh, loves rules. You're
love
fine.
Rules.
Don't worry about that one.
I'm
you
not
going to
slip somebody the answers.
No.
Number three, model nonpartisan civic principles, such as respecting the diversity of opinions. So I cannot say, well, that's dumb. You think like the you think wrong because the rest of us think this way.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
It has to be fair. Don't bring your political opinions to the podium.
Interesting.
I don't do that here, so I'm not going to do that there.
Okay.
And then I have to review all material. I have to, it tells me when I have to be there. I'll show up. Like,
you're signing to say I will be there at
yes.
the time you stated?
They could, they're going to possibly record my voice. Am I okay with that?
Woo.
I know. So I have never, ever had to sign a code of conduct
nowhere
for a civics bee.
I mean, you read the whole thing, right? You didn't. Well, sometimes a long document, I'll start skimming.
No, I also, number two, rules. I read everything I sign.
Wow.
Line by line. So, yes.
I don't do that a lot. you, good for you.
You and Shannon both.
I was going to say, they're not going to like, oh, and we're also going to use you for AI in the future.
No, I don't. No, that's not even. Because, okay. No, you know why? The civics bee wouldn't do that.
Nah.
That's not civil.
No, it is not.
That is not civil at all.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
For shorts, Iowa women's basketball coach Jan Jensen's been named a semifinalist for the 2026 Naismith Women's College Coach of the Year Award. In her second season,
yes!
Jensen has led the Hawkeyes to a 26-6 record and a number 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. Again, Iowa plays tomorrow. Iowa recorded 7 wins over AP top 25 teams, including 5 against top 15 opponents. That all tied program records. Her 49 wins in 2 seasons are the most by an Iowa women's coach through 2 seasons. Iowa will host Fairleigh Dickinson coming up on Saturday, 3 o'clock at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Go Hawks.
Some State Fair news. First nugget is the Iowa State Fair has announced changes to its park and ride service. They are going to use Southridge Mall instead of Southeast Polk. So I know everybody has their own pattern when they go to the fair, and it's kind of like you're on autopilot. Like, yeah, we always park at the high school.
We just go there.
Not parking this year. You're parking at Southridge. So that'll be promoted heavily going into closer to fair time when we get to August. But they had just made that announcement yesterday. Park and ride with DART, the Des Moines bus system, is still going to be exactly the same as it was last year. Okay, let me tell you about this. It's called Concert Club. I'm going to call it Golden Ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2000, the Blue Ribbon Foundation, which is the fundraising arm for the state fair, had an idea. Let's sell a stupid expensive ticket that gets you into a seat at every grandstand show.
Okay.
It gets you actually 4. It also gets you parking, and it gets you into the fair because you have to always buy a fair admission, right?
Right.
That ticket is $3,000. Okay.
Oh, my. Yes.
Now, there's a caveat. It does not include the concert ticket.
What?
It includes the right to buy the concert ticket, and you get to sit in the same spot. It's very similar to what are known as seat licenses. So you are guaranteed a great view for $3,000, but you still have to buy 4 tickets to every show.
Okay.
So if you're interested.
What? What?
But Claire, you get to go to every show.
But that's my chair, and it has my name on it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
But
so you've got direct sight lines to the stage. You know where your seats are going to be for every concert.
So
but
if I give you $3,000, you'll save me a seat. But
I'll save you 4 seats for 3, but then you still have to buy tickets to each show, and you will sit there. So by the time this golden ticket opportunity is done, you've probably paid at least $7,000.
Wow.
But people are doing it. It has been a sold out opportunity for a long time, and they just said a couple people are either not renewing or have decided not to do it again. So this concert club for the Iowa
They're
State Fair.
They're out of money.
Perhaps it's because they can't afford it.
I don't know.
It still helps. It benefits the foundation. So that's the best part about it.
That's cool.
But it's got a price tag on it. So
hey,
if anybody's interested, right?
That could be a
very sweet.
If you
go back to the last couple of fairs and you have some sold out shows in there, mm-hmm. you're at least guaranteed. Like, even if it sells out, once you're in the 3,000 club, you still get to buy your tickets.
Yes.
Because you're buying them through the fair. You're not buying them through the ticket place.
Right.
Right. They will hold them for you, but you've got to
pay
for them.
And like last year, the Lainey Wilson show.
Exactly.
Like, completely.
Yeah. So, all to benefit the Iowa State Fair, but boy, does it carry a price tag.
Woo!
North America's only astronomical clock will awaken from its winter slumber today at noon.
Today at noon?
Today at noon. March 20th, the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library turns the clock back on. 12 figures depicting the stories of Czech and Slovak immigrants will rotate for specters to view as Czech music plays. The Prague-style astronomical clock known as an orle displays the date, time, position of the sun on the horizon, phase of the moon, and positions of the zodiac constellations based on the tower's coordinates. After today's reopening, the orle and its figures will emerge hourly from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The orle season will conclude in November. But today!
Today!
It awakens from its winter slumber. The orle in the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library driveway.
The orle!
The orle awakens! All hail the orle!
Wait, whoa. Sounds like we're worshiping it. Are we worshiping it? All hail the orle?
I missed St. Joseph's Day yesterday. I got to make up some ground.
Best way to do it.
All hail the orle. It's North America's only astronomical clock.
Is so cool.
Give it its moment.
No kidding.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Oh, well, unfortunately, we have to start with sad news. Just breaking this morning, actor Chuck Norris has passed away. He was, of course, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yes.
He was also a martial arts champion.
I mean, honestly, more of a movie star before he became a TV star, but he used all of those martial arts skills for the characters that he played.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a story earlier today about something that happened in Hawaii.
Yeah, and he was rushed to the hospital.
Do we know what happened?
He lives in Hawaii. He was on the island of Kauai. They rushed him to the hospital on Thursday. They didn't really say what was going on, but they said that he was okay. He was in good spirits. He was cracking jokes. But then this family updated with a statement this morning saying that he has passed away. They said that we'd like to keep the circumstances private, but please know that he was surrounded by his family and he was at peace. They said to the world, he was a martial artist. He was an actor. He was a symbol of strength. But to us, he was a devoted husband, a loving father, and a grandfather, an incredible brother, and the heart of our family. They just, you know, just respect our wishes.
Oh, sure.
For this time being. Which, I mean, iconic, right? He was known for that.
No kidding. These always take your breath away for just a second. It's like, yesterday, Chuck Norris was here, right?
And we always had the Chuck Norris jokes about how, like,
yes.
nothing could ever take him
right.
down. It's just like, oh, man, I really did think that he was going to live forever.
He was like the human Twinkie. And he'd, like, always be around.
The story was that he had been working out. He had been training at a facility on Wednesday. So he was, you know, still at 86 years old, still training, still doing martial arts, even at that advanced age, which is impressive. The new season of The Bachelorette is not going to happen this Sunday. ABC has pulled the plug after some terrible video emerged of the star, Taylor Frankie Paul, attacking her ex-boyfriend, Dakota Mortensen. The video shows her attacking, physically assaulting Dakota, kind of throwing him in a headlock, then throwing metal chairs at him while her, at the time, 5-year-old daughter is in the room. At one point, Dakota says that Indy is hit by one of the chairs. You can't see anything in the video at that time. It's all just audio. You don't see it happening, but you do hear the child crying. And there's just a lot of emotions and everybody is upset.
Now, clearly he's filming so we can hear him closer. He's holding.
Right.
What is, I can't even make out what, like, what is her side of this?
He says that she's been drinking.
Okay.
That alcohol's involved and that's a factor. He says that he's not drunk. This video actually took place in 2023. After TMZ posted the video, her rep said that it omits the attempt to distract from Dakota's behavior, too. I know that they have a very tumultuous relationship and he does things that aren't necessarily healthy either.
I feel like she's alluding, like, he set her off, so this was his fault.
You don't see the other side of the story. She did also say that she was very thankful to ABC because she also wants to take this time to focus on her family's safety and security. Meanwhile, ABC is going to lose millions of dollars not having this.
It's always good to remind people, these shows we're watching were done a year ago.
Yeah.
Right? These reality shows.
It's already been filmed.
And that means that all of those contracts and sponsorships and advertising agreements that ABC now has to make good on, not only this, but I presume Mormon Wives is going to have
the
a problem.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Earlier this week in Sleaze, it's paused. They were in the midst of filming season 5, but this story of domestic assault is breaking, and it all points to Taylor Paul Frankie. So they're going to have to do a total investigation, figure out what's going on. Dakota, right now, they're having a custody battle. They have a son together. He is seeking full custody and a protective order against Taylor and says that the assault happened as recently as February of this year.
Another one. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just going to hit pause on those things, but good luck to the new guy at ABC as he tries to figure all that out.
The CEO of Disney started yesterday.
Yeah. There's a lot there.
Could you just imagine the head of ABC television just sitting on the couch waiting to go in the office?
Uh-huh.
There was this episode in Succession. It's like, oh, you're taking over the cruise line. By the way, there's a sexual assault case going on.
What?
Wait, what?
I have to deal with what?
What?
Yeah, surprise. I think this is interesting that there is kind of a return. Everybody wants to get back to having physical copies of things. And I was kind of surprised to see that you can soon own all 42 episodes of Stranger Things.
I have, every once in a while, we'll see some friends' Facebook pictures, like they're in their basement and they still have the wall of DVDs.
Yeah.
We haven't played a DVD in our house in 10 years.
Our little DVD hutch is like dusty.
Yeah.
We haven't used it at all, but
we had all those Disney VHS back in the day.
This is kind of tempting because they're going to release all 42 episodes of Stranger Things. They're going to put it in 4K Ultra HD and on Blu-ray. 25 discs comes to us this summer, July 28th. They're going to have cast interviews with the cast and the crew, behind the scenes footage, set tours, even a blooper reel. I love a blooper reel.
I love that video they did about the final season and just all of the behind the scenes blooper reel, especially when you get these high drama shows. Mm-hmm. And then you see how they're just pieced together. Like, we get this scene, right? And it's all blue screen behind them. And what you see on TV looks so real.
Whoa.
At the same time.
How do they do that technically? Plus, if you get the deluxe edition, they're going to throw a lot of merch your way, too. There's, like, these art cards that have all the cast members on them. You get a patch that looks like you're a member of the Hellfire
Club.
There's a Palace Arcade coin. There's a 20-sided Hellfire Club D&D die.
Is there a Scoops Ahoy apron?
They should have had a Scoops Ahoy
or
hat.
Ice cream scoop.
A hat. There's double-sided posters, which you just
you're
going to
make me choose.
I have to choose which side of the poster I want to display. A Hawkins map. And
that's cool.
A 148-page book of concept art and writing about the making of the series.
And I'd have to imagine, how many DVDs again?
25 discs.
I bet the way the art works across them, it makes like one
a whole
long,
thing.
Yeah, picture.
Yeah. Now, it's an investment. The 4K version costs $220. The deluxe version is $270. The Blu-ray, though, a little more affordable, just at $200.
But if you're a collector, it's worth it.
It's all worth
it. It's worth it. That's why you sell plasma.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
On this 12th week of the year, 2026, and the first day of spring.
Officially. What are you doing?
I'm trying to find something.
What?
The nerd way to say spring. Vernal equinox. That was
yes,
it.
Yes, that's right, vernal.
I had to look at my calendar from the funeral home. It's the vernal equinox. As we broadcast from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west, this is Nerd News. A man walking his dog on the coast of Scotland, found a message in a bottle.
Oh, wow.
It had been launched off of Canada's Prince Edward Island, which is 2,600 miles away.
Wow.
Mike Scott said he and his dogs were walking on the beach about 2 weeks ago. His lab, Maggie, found the bottle in some shallow water. Scott opened the bottle up. It contained a letter that was sealed in a plastic bag. So it was intentionally sent.
Yeah.
In hopes of someone discovering it. The letter, which was written in French, dates back to August 2024. It says the bottle was launched from a ferry traveling near Prince Edward Island. The author, Annie Chazon, asked anybody who found it to look her up on Facebook. Scott and the wife looked.
The wife?
That's how he refers to her.
He just calls her the wife.
Actually, Scott had his wife. I don't think Scott knows technology. Scott's wife said he believes she has found Chazon's Facebook profile and has sent a message, but has yet to hear back.
Oh.
He said the profile also didn't show any recent activity, so he's also wondering if she's still on Facebook.
Tell people to connect with you on Facebook if you're not going to use it.
But are you willing to wait 2 years? Because you don't know. You're just going to throw that bottle in the water.
Right.
And then you go, I hope so. And then like what? A month goes by? Nothing.
Nothing.
Half a year goes by? Nothing. After a year, she's like, well, this is pointless. In French. This is pointless. And then she gives
that
up.
That was in French.
Yes. My hands are in the air. I give up now. So why?
They haven't made contact.
So they've yet to make contact.
Oh, man. I want them to make contact.
If I were them, I would reach out to the media in Canada.
Yes.
And let them know we found the bottle.
Hey, Canadian media.
See what happens there. All right, Claire, your answer to this question, what weighs up to 600 pounds and travels at less than a mile per hour was my mom.
You set it up. What?
Not correct.
Your mom.
200 years ago. A species of giant tortoises once roamed a very specific island in the Galapagos Island chain.
Ooh, yes.
But in the mid-1800s, they were hunted to extinction. But now they're back, baby.
Wait, hunted for their meats or what?
Probably for their meats and shells.
That's not fair, though.
Well, because A, you can catch them.
Yes.
And B, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And also, animal conservation, not a thing in the mid-1800s.
No, but they're back?
They're back, baby!
Don't call it a comeback! It's a comeback!
160 young giant tortoises have been released back into the Galapagos chain. They were descendants of those that lived on the island. They have been working, they, the scientists, on this repopulation plan since 2008.
Whoa!
So for the last 18 years. The tortoises were born, raised in captivity, then released into the wild. Scientists expect the reintroduced juveniles to grow to their full adult weight of 600 pounds. It will take 10 to 20 years for that to happen.
That's awesome.
How awesome is that?
Can they do that with, like, the dodo bird, right? Well,
so this, at least, there were still tortoises walking around on other islands.
Sure.
The dodo bird is done.
It's done. Done.
There's that company that wants to bring back the dodo and the mammoth.
Yeah.
Which, that's getting into Jurassic Park stuff.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. This one, they didn't have to replicate or steal DNA from another animal.
They were just on different islands.
Yes.
Okay.
Just, we wanted to bring them back to where they used to roam, mm-hmm. right? But fair question on the dodo bird.
Way to go, science.
Sure, I'll have that story. Science.
It's coming.
All right. Well, thanks to science, and thanks to some very caring animal volunteers, I bring you this story. A Florida animal rescue said a six-year-old cat underwent surgery for intestinal blockage.
Aww.
The cat was surrendered for euthanasia because the owner didn't understand why it wasn't eating.
Oh,
and
dear.
Like, I think it's just sick beyond repair, so you do it.
Here.
And the shelter went, well, let's look into this. So
yeah.
They raised some money. They did some surgery. The cat, by the way, this ends with the cat's fine.
Good. Thank you.
The cat was opened up to see what was going on inside.
Yeah.
26 hair ties.
Dang it, kids!
26 hair ties the cat had ingested.
Whoa.
And they believe the vet that the owner wasn't feeding it. It's just the cat found it. It was small.
Ate it.
And kept doing that.
I wonder what size hair tie.
There's a picture where I found this story that shows you all of the hair ties.
Oh.
But it was a good reminder that hair ties, rubber bands,
yes,
strings, tiny items. If you've got a pet or a little baby.
Yep.
Both.
Goes right in the mouth.
It goes right in the mouth.
Or a dog.
The cat is named Midnight. Midnight is healthy, recovering from surgery, once again is showing a healthy appetite.
Oh, good.
Midnight, the pinata cat, that had 26
Midnight
hair ties in its belly.
Ugh.
Everybody's A-OK.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
You know what I want now?
Hmm.
I want one of those playground merry-go-rounds. I want a life-size wheel.
A life-size wheel? Like even bigger?
I want to sit on it and spin it.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be super fun.
Yeah. We'd be super dizzy when we try to read it. But
totally.
That'd be a lot of fun.
But we'd get so dizzy, I wouldn't be able to read what the useless information is.
I can dream.
Dream right. It.
You ready for our indoor wheel?
Spin it and keep your eyes focused on the one spot. Maybe it'll make you just as dizzy.
Oh, the old ice skating trick. We should put one of those circles in it, like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
So it feels like it's a tunnel.
Do
That'd
it.
Be kind of fun.
Do it.
That clicked and ended on five.
Number?
Five.
Five. The person who is credited with introducing macaroni and cheese to the United States of America.
Give this person a medal.
Well, you can't because he's dead. Thomas Jefferson.
What?
Yeah.
TJ?
Good old TJ. TJ did it, folks. He brought the recipe back to the U.S. after a trip to Europe, but the real credit should probably go to his enslaved chef, James Hennings, because he was the mastermind behind the, like, standard American version.
Give it to the chef.
Give it to the chef.
Jefferson already has a memorial.
Yeah, he's got enough.
Give it to the chef.
James Hennings, thank you. I'm hungry for mac and cheese.
I was going to say, the number of American families where that is still a staple. That's a food group, mac and cheese.
I just put it on our meal planner for next week. It's a hit every time.
Please work your way up the old list. We're going to go up all the way to number 9, please.
Oh, gosh. In medieval England, if an accused person did not have 12 people vouch for their innocence, then you were presumed guilty.
Is this where the jury system came from?
Oh, is it?
Because juries have 12 people.
That's right. All the way from medieval England?
I would guess most of the ne'er-do-wells of medieval England weren't very, like, didn't have a big, like, a squad.
Like, I've got my squad. And our squad, they got my back.
You would hope, but I'm guessing if you're, like, someone, a ruffian.
Yeah.
Right? Someone who's living in the alleyways.
I've got 12 people who are like, yeah, you're great.
I don't have that, do I?
I don't think I have. So, yeah.
Or do you think after a couple of, like, public hangings, like, oh, crap, I got to find 12 people now.
If I'm going to be a ne'er-do-well, I'm going to need to make a lot of friends. How do you do that and be a ne'er-do-well?
Can I also ask a question of the more church-going person in the room than me?
Sure, Eric.
How many disciples were there?
12. 12.
Coincidence?
Squad goals.
And one better be named Peter, one better be named Simon Peter.
I was like, who has 12 besties?
Claire, if I was in medieval England, I'm dead. I don't have 12 best friends. I don't. I don't have family that will vouch for me.
I don't think so. Not all of them.
No. Oh, my God.
Not 12.
Now, I set you to 9. Other way. Keep
all
going.
Over there?
2. Go to 2, please.
Number
2.
The creator of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Named the character Carlton, got the name from a nerdy college friend whose name was Carlton Cruz.
Is it just the name, or do you think this person also wore a sweater around their neck all the time?
I think he must have also worn a sweater or something. Carlton, the real Carlton, by the way, from college.
Yes.
Actually went on to be a co-creator of the TV show Lost.
Get out of here.
Yeah, which is, you know, there's a lot of nerdy plot points in that.
That's true.
Look at you do the Carlton.
I know the Carlton better than anybody else. Oh.
You practically are Carlton.
While I'm Carltoning, why don't you swing on down to 2 and give me one more?
Number 2. Okay. Random.
Okay, I'm done.
A chimp's poop-throwing ability.
Yeah?
Is actually a sign of intelligence.
Stop. Start over. What? I know,
sometimes they will throw fecal
throw
matter.
Poo, yeah.
They throw poo. It's a thing. But it's a sign of intelligence. The more accurately they're able to throw the feces, the stronger the brain.
So based on its targeting ability, distance and target.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If it can pinpoint where it wants the poo to go.
Yeah. Poo. Right over there. Left corner. Poo. So, boom.
Call your shot, monkey.
Yeah. Eric Hansen, face!
No!
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.